Is the Pope going to get a serious response or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is difficult to be a Muslim today. The cameras are aimed at Islam's most radical groups 24/7, which means a couple of sticks, a bedsheet, a paintbrush, the words death to the Pope, and the stereotype gets new life. But it's clear that the yahoos in the street haven't read the Pope's speech. They've just been fed a quote from that speech, and so they're reacting the same way they did to the Muhammad cartoons. This speech, however, isn't a cartoon. This is a carefully footnoted academic argument aimed directly at the theological underpinnings of radical Islam. And that's why the Pope's apology can only go so far, because this is non-negotiable. This is about his conception of God. He's saying God is not arbitrary. God, for example, cannot at the same time be the creator of life and then somehow endorse the taking of it. Which means the use of violence to spread faith is incompatible with the very nature of God. Belief in God is rooted in the immortal soul, which cannot be touched by physical threats. It can be touched only by reason and truth. In short, the Pope is saying what every moderate Muslim has been saying, that the use of force to convert people is always wrong because it cannot work. This isn't some silly cartoon. This is a serious argument, drawn from both the Christian and Muslim traditions, and aimed directly at the intellectual heart of Al-Qaeda. And it deserves a response beyond the angry banners in the street. It deserves a response from Bin Laden himself. Your move, Mr. B. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.